This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 20th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mild, with a warm breeze sweeping through Tel Aviv and clear skies in Jerusalem. It's a pleasant evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports just in, Turkey's President Erdogan is pushing to legitimize Hamas through a newly published 769-page book. It accuses Israel of genocide and war crimes. Also, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post covered former President Donald Trump's remarks. He claims the U.S. struck Iran hard and threatened more severe actions if no agreement emerges by Monday. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that grenades were thrown in North Tel Aviv and Ramat HaSharon. These incidents are linked to crime families, including one associated with the Jarushi family. Separately, Walla confirmed earlier today the death of a 19-year-old man in a multiple vehicle accident at the Glilot interchange. Several others were injured and taken to hospital. And finally, from earlier reporting in the foreword, an Israeli airstrike killed a man who organized World Cup viewings in Gaza. Soccer, a universal language, brings communities together, but also faces tragedy in conflict zones. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News posted just minutes ago about Erdogan's strategy to legitimize Hamas. They report a broader plan to expand influence through this new book. Belaz News shared earlier today a statement from Trump about the Iran conflict. He emphasized the current operations are far more extensive than initially planned, aiming to eliminate any nuclear threat. IL Red Alert, known for real-time missile alerts, wrote just now that Iran's Revolutionary Guards claimed they attacked U.S. military targets in Kuwait. The alleged drone assault targeted key installations at Ali al-Salem Air Base. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the latest from Turkey, Ynet reports Erdogan's 769-page book is part of a larger strategy to bolster Hamas legitimacy globally. This publication comes amid increasing tensions in the region, raising concerns about potential shifts in diplomatic alliances. The implications could see heightened divisions between Turkey and Israel. Turning to the situation with Iran, the Jerusalem Post details Trump's recent comments on U.S. military actions. He outlined a severe stance, warning of targeting infrastructure if Iran doesn't agree to terms by Monday. This hardline approach could escalate tensions in the Middle East, affecting regional stability and international relations. Meanwhile, crime in Tel Aviv's upscale neighborhoods is under the spotlight. Israel Hayom Hebrew highlights the ongoing violence linked to crime families. The recent grenade attacks instill fear and highlight the challenges in curbing organized crime, even in affluent areas. Residents remain on edge, demanding stronger security measures. Separately, Walla provides details on the tragic accident at the Glilot interchange. The 19-year-old's death and multiple injuries underscore ongoing traffic safety concerns. Authorities stress the need for improved road safety measures to prevent such accidents in the future. And finally, the Forward's earlier report on an Israeli airstrike in Gaza highlights the human cost of conflict. The death of a community organizer, known for uniting people through soccer, is a stark reminder of the personal losses amid military operations. This incident may impact future peace efforts in the region. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports the Consumer Price Index remains unchanged as of tonight. Analysts suggest this stability could signal a steady economic outlook for Israel, offering some reassurance amid global financial uncertainties. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Wiz CEO Asaf Rappaport's latest ventures after a record sale to Google Cloud. His expansion into cybersecurity and AI startups positions him as a key player in shaping the tech industry's future. And finally, CTEC reveals Hemispheric's emergence with significant funding for a new AI model. This development in neuro AI technology places Israel at the forefront of innovation in artificial intelligence, promising advancements in various sectors. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.